94.1 CJOC in Mornings with Jordan and Sam in the One Stop Vape Shop studio. The last Tuesday of the month, so we got special guest Mayor Spearman in studio.
It is another Mayor's Minute. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Excellent.
Let's get right to it. We've got the first question coming in. Here on 3rd Ave, we actually saw the philanthropy sidewalk that's been painted. So the question from Aaron, I believe this might be Aaron Lucas from our station here. If we volunteer our own time at the station, can we paint the CJOC logo across the crosswalk right across down here at this big one on 3rd?
We'll consider every application. I don't approve them all, but if you had a valid reason for painting a sidewalk, certainly that's something that we should consider.
I guess going down that route, if there is an organization out there that does want to do a sidewalk, what is the process for applying and getting it approved?
Well, the simplest process would be to send a letter to the mayor, and I'll refer it to the city manager, and it'll be considered. The philanthropy one was one where we wanted to celebrate something positive in the city of Lethbridge. We're one of the most generous cities in Canada, and why not acknowledge that?
Absolutely. So this next one comes from Michelle. She says, a lot of communities have free store or recycle huts at their local dumps. She said she's seen a couple in BC and wonders why Lethbridge doesn't have one of these, and would the city maybe consider building one?
I think it's a really good idea. It's something we should consider. We're about to go into budgets for the next 4 years, and we're looking at ideas, and maybe this is something that would be of benefit to the community.
So for people that may not know, I mean, it'd be like a constant reuse rendezvous like we do, where people put stuff out and you can come grab it. It'd be a location in the city where they could do that all the time.
And the other thing is we'd have to look at what kind of services do we have for people that are, you know, struggling, and is there a way that we can get useful items to them? You know, is the dump the right place, or is there a place that's more convenient in the city where, if there's families living at or below the poverty line, could they access things that are useful? And is there a place where they could go? And let's make sure we're not duplicating a service that we already have. But certainly we want to publicize how people can access and reuse things rather than have them wind up in the landfill.
Sure.
This is going to be one of the more unpopular questions we have ever asked on Mayor's Minutes, and we are all well aware of the calendar and that snow could be in the near future for a lot of us here in southern Alberta. We had a gentleman call in, and I think he more wanted to make a statement than a question, really, but it was about the sidewalk shoveling and bylaws, and he said he's a guy who walks his dog every day, and he sees a lot of some of the elderly people in town that are trying to manage their way down sidewalks in the middle of winter, and people aren't doing a good enough job of clearing their sidewalks. So, I mean, bylaw-wise, how is that something that you guys go about enforcing and making sure that the sidewalks are being shoveled?
So, we have a limited number of bylaw officers, and it's handled on a complaint basis. So, if there's areas where there are people not shoveling their sidewalks, simply send us the addresses, and then they'll follow up on that basis. We have people in the city who are also visually impaired, and uncleared sidewalks are a challenge for them. We want our city to be friendly and access walkability for all people of all abilities, and it's important that people maintain their responsibility for shoveling their walks. And you know, people say to the city, you know, the city's got to do a better job too. And yes, we do.
Mayor Spearman can't say it, but I'll say it. Uh-oh. Don't be a lazy jerk. Shovel your sidewalks and make sure it's easy for everybody to get out there and navigate.
Everybody pitch in. It's not hard.
On the other hand, there are good Samaritans who quite often go and clear an entire block, not Absolutely. Just their own sidewalk.
Somebody on our street has a snowblower.
Yeah.
Every once in a while and do it for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, so if there are people out there, you know, think of it as on a neighborhood basis. You know, can you be a good neighbor? If you see somebody who's struggling to shovel, people who have limited abilities, let's help them out too. Let's make sure the city's friendly for everyone.
Mayor Spearman answering your questions the last Tuesday of every month. It's Mayor's Minute here on CJOC. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jordan.